The Ground Up website has a story that for some reason I haven't spotted anywhere else. Maybe it's because it's the only media outlet that has written about the proposal to upgrade the Strandfontein Pavilion area. I was going to say arena, but it's not an arena. It's an area. Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis joins us now. Jordan, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
It sounds, reading Steve Kretzmann's article, like a pretty decent plan, and some of the response which he got to it from sort of watchers and people involved, civic associations and so on, also was quite positive. But for the sake of our listeners, would you explain what the proposal consists of?
Yes, it's one that I must say I'm really excited about. The Strandfontein Pavilion has a long history of being a wonderful public amenity. And when I went there in the very first few days of the mayoralty, I was just appalled at the condition that it has fallen into over the years. The ocean pool, the tidal pool, is still very well used and is packed over weekends, but the rest of the facility is really in poor nick. And so we just set about starting a planning process to really just redevelop it and make it beautiful and restore it to a public amenity of real pride and one that people from across the city and the False Bay coastline can use. And then the idea came from that process to actually use it as an anchor point to try and kickstart or spark off the much spoken about and long awaited but never seen development of the False Bay coastline over time, and that will take many decades. But if we can use that,
and let's hope we don't overdevelop it, Jordan.
Well, we can debate that another time, John. But it is probably the most beautiful of Cape Town's coastlines, and has never been.
Yeah, Baden-Powell Drive is just a fantastic drive.
It really is. Yeah. And the idea is to have some proper retail and restaurant space there, and some residential development around the pavilion as well.
And the cost, and who bears it?
So the public amenity, the ocean pool, and the pavilion will be for our cost. And we are still in detailed design phase now. As Ground Up spotted, we've gone out for public comment on some of the conceptual designs. And obviously the residential development and the shops and restaurants and that will be for the cost of whomever develops them.
But you are setting some boundaries, as I understand it, some parameters. In other words, there has to be a proportion of the housing has to be what is called social housing, yep. Which means it must be affordable to people who earn what is the range of income that you need to have in order to qualify for this low-cost social housing?
Less than 22,000 rand a month, or up to 22,000.
Up to 22,000 rand a month. Is this working? I mean, this is kind of mixed. So people who are earning 18,000 rand a month, living with people who have to earn 60,000 rand a month because they're buying one of the other bits of accommodation for 1.5-2 million rand. Do we have anywhere in Cape Town where that has been shown to work?
Yes, in some very small examples, it has been shown to work in Cape Town, but in Johannesburg and elsewhere around the world, it is more a more developed concept, and it seems to be working well. We're obviously trialing it in a number of places now in Cape Town with the release of city-owned land in the CBD and elsewhere, Woodstock, Salt River, and so on, where those are mixed market developments, and so we'll have some real buildings, real communities in the next few years.
And the number of housing units that you expect to become available through this proposal?
Strandfontein specifically?
Yeah.
John, the detailed design is not finished yet. This is a conceptual design, so I don't want to commit to a specific number.
But are we talking about fewer than 100 or more than 500? Or
A couple hundred, probably.
A couple hundred,
yeah.
And the extent of the retail, are there any limits on that?
No. The idea is that the entire ground floor of the pavilion would be dedicated to retail and restaurant space, and turn it into not just a weekend amenity where it's very well used for the tidal pool, but a kind of, you know, all week pavilion space, akin to the pavilion that we have at Sea Point, although obviously not nearly as developed as that initially, but that kind of public space.
And what I also found interesting, a point that Steve Kretzmann made in his article, is the difficulties of working in an area where the sand moves as much as the sand does move in that area when the southeaster is blowing, which it does strongly quite a lot in the year, and that is being taken into account. So the things which are going to be put up as recreational opportunities take that into account.
Yes, exactly. There's a beachfront road there now, which is almost completely covered by sand dunes. There's an NSRI base there, which one wall of it is got an enormous sand dune up against it. So the sand does move around there a lot. And that has to be taken into account in the design to make sure whatever is developed there is both beautiful and useful for the public, but can withstand that weather and sand movement.
I was talking earlier about the baboon management strategy draft proposal, which is out for public comment at the moment. And just sort of with that in mind, one of our listeners has said how much input and how much seeking of input from the local community has there been as part of this process?
So that's exactly why Stephen is writing about it now, because you said at the beginning that you haven't seen the story anywhere else, but the reason that GroundUp is writing about it is we've put out the conceptual design, and we are going to the community and asking for their input, and that's why none of the designs can be taken as finalized in terms of the numbers of residential units and so on, because it is still conceptual design. There's a way to go. And the local community has been very, very excited and positive about it so far. I heard a great story about a nightclub called The Mermaid that used to be there in the 70s and 80s, which is obviously now gone since the building has fallen into disrepair. And lots of people asking us to rebuild the Mermaid. I'm not sure we can get a nightclub back there, but the you know, there's a lot of nostalgia about what that place used to be in the community, and a lot of support for restoring it to something really beautiful and useful, and even more, as I said, using it as an anchor to kickstart some residential development along that coastline.
Yeah, and one doesn't want to, and I know you said it's a debate for another day, but one, of course, the city needs housing and needs housing, desperately housing at all sorts of income levels. But one doesn't want to go the Miami route, and you can barely see the sea for the houses. But anyway, you said conceptual design at the moment, long way to go. But if you look into the future, is this a project which might break ground only in 2025 or perhaps earlier than that? Sorry, John, even later than that because of the processes that have to be gone through?
No, that sounds exactly right, actually. It is still our intention. You know, I'd really like to get this done in our first term, by the end of the first term, and so 2025 for construction sounds about right. And we are working on securing the budgets, lining them up for what it's going to cost for our portion of the redevelopment, and making sure that the project is well planned. And you know, just on the point of residential accommodation, I think over and above the nostalgia of what this place used to be and just taking pride in public amenities, there is something really important about the idea, the symbolism of having really beautiful coastal front properties where people from all income groups can live. I think that's something really important for Cape Town as well.
Jordan, thanks very much for making yourself available. Really appreciate it. Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis on the line to us there.